Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, with Lindsay Coulson as Heather, Abigail Hart as Natalie, and Ben Crowe as Ryan. Episode 3, The Searchers.
Whenever I watch one of those wagon train westerns, I get all caught up in how I'd cope. You know, would I be the brave one who gets us across the Colorado River? Or the lousy varmint who sneaks off at night with all the food and water? When you've got difficult stuff to deal with, the Badlands of Montana or the Tobin kids robbing pensioners, you've got to be united, like a wagon train in a tight circle. When someone's in trouble, you either hold their hands as they cross the river, or you watch them sink. Natalie thinks I'm a crap record. But if we don't help each other, we've had it. If we steal from each other, we're the underclass they want us to be, and we'll never get to the promised land. And if I find out who nicked my doormat, they're history.
Hello, love. What can I get you?
2 halves of lager, please, Mum.
Oh,
and could you bung Shauna's bottle in the microwave? I'll come back for it in a mo.
All right. You and Emma in the beer garden?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I hope Shauna's wrapped up nice and warm.
Oh, it's ever so sunny. Shut your eyes, you could be in Ibiza.
Mm. You reckon there's people in Ibiza right now dreaming they're on the Sutter estate?
Bound to be.
What's that with Emma? Looks like she's been crying.
Oh, I expect it's something to do with her wedding. She doesn't talk about anything else at the moment. Better have some crisps while we're at it.
And she had blusher on and everything. My mum never wears blusher.
Plain or soft vinegar?
Oh, plain, please. She may be pushing 40, but she doesn't look bad when she makes an effort.
Yeah, mine scrubs up quite nice.
Scary lipstick, though. She was really secretive about where she was going. And she said, if your dad asks, say I'm meeting a friend.
Maybe she was.
And a man's phoned for her a couple of times, but he won't leave a message. And when I tell her, she goes all funny and changes the subject. It has to be another man, Nat. What else could it be?
You're warm enough, pumpkin. Why don't you have woolly rabbits a bit? There you are. Well, I bet there's a really boring explanation for why she's acting weird. Menopause or something.
Oh, so many couples split up. There's Donna's parents and Adam's and yours.
Well, I'm years back, though.
I always thought my mum and dad would stay together forever. How could they do this to me?
Do what?
But what if they get divorced before my wedding? You know what I'm like, Nat. I can't help it. Ever since primary school, it's all I've ever wanted. A big white wedding with all the trimmings.
You got detention for drawing wedding cakes all over your rough book.
But what if they come to it separately? Not sit together, not be together? How can it be the best day of my life if that happens?
Ooh, ooh, bung a tea bag in for me, Ryan. And I got us some chocolate. Well, I got me some chocolate, but I might let you have a square.
Was that in the pub?
Yeah, having a heart-to-heart with Emma.
Go on then, tell me what I've done wrong, tell me why she's angry with me.
Emma's the one who's upset, not Natalie. Honestly, Ryan, talk about paranoid.
Doesn't mean they know how to get you. I was Trevor in the pub. You know that mate of Neil's that looks like Alan Titchmarsh?
What is this, some kind of quiz? If I can name everyone in the pub this lunchtime, I'll win a tea's made.
Well, I've just done a bit of work for him, actually. I need to give him an invoice.
I think he was, yeah. I hope they're charging the going rate. Oh, cheers, love. You're a computer whiz, not a charity.
As it happens, he's going to pay well above the going rate for designing and printing 200 laminated flyers.
What was that in what?
Some new business he's setting up. Ah. Do you think Nat still wants a new leather jacket?
Nat always wants a new leather jacket. It's part of her charm.
I thought when Trevor pays me, I might get her one as a surprise. If you can help me choose it.
Oh, you're a real sweetheart. You know that, Ryan.
What do you mean?
I'm being nice, you prat.
Oh, right.
Of course I'll help you choose. That's a lovely thought. My leather jacket's looking a bit scruffy and all, Ryan.
Was it? Shame.
Two sausages or three?
One, please.
Ryan! How many sausages?
Four. I'm starving.
So do you think Emma's mum's having an affair?
Sounds like it, doesn't it? Could you tell when the dad was having an affair?
No, not at first. He was even boasting about it to my face, eventually gave the game away.
But then he was what, 22? 23?
Not much older than me.
Oh, and Emma's mum must be ancient. Past it. What, pushing 40 at least?
You know what I mean.
Just because you and Ryan are blissfully happy doesn't mean everyone is. You can fall in that a love at any age. Look at Auntie Vi and that lollipop man.
You could fall in love tomorrow.
Is that allowed? After all, I am 36. There's probably laws against it. No, if I want to be hurt again, I'll drop the telly on me foot.
Ooh, you old romantic. These potatoes are boiled to bits. Shall I mash them?
Yeah, with loads of butter.
Do you think we should help Emma?
Help how?
Find out where her mum goes. What we know, what she's up to.
Be nosy, you mean?
I bet there's a perfectly simple explanation for her behaviour. We can set Emma's mind at rest, so she can outdo Posh and Bex and have the wedding of the millennium.
You always have to get involved, don't you?
Well, only because Emma told you and you told me.
Oh, I don't know.
The Sutter Estate is our community now. It may be a dump, but it's our dump. We can't end wars or abolish overdrafts, but we can look after each other. That's all I do when I get involved.
You love it.
I love helping people. Is that a crime?
Do you want some more ketchup? Can't have sausage and mash without ketchup.
So are you saying that I shouldn't get involved? Or that I shouldn't put Emma's mind to rest?
Or find out for certain that her mum's got another fella.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, I shouldn't get involved?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying yes. Can you help? Oh, if I don't lose Arthur's down soon, I'm going to explode right out of these jeans. Look at the red line they've left round my tummy.
You look fine to me.
You always say that.
Always mean it. Come to bed.
Mum says she got her figure back dead quick after she had me. So how come I still look like a beach whale?
You don't.
Leather jacket first. Then some new jeans. And then some sweaters that don't have baby puke down one shoulder.
And then a world cruise, a Ferrari and some mink bed sheets.
Oh, I know, I know. My chops, lucky chops. Thought I might start looking for a job. Something I can do from home so I won't need childcare for Shauna.
Like what?
I don't know. It probably wouldn't pay much, but it could go towards food and stuff. Have you seen those signs?
What signs?
Stuck to lampposts all round the estate. Earn up to £300 a week working from home. Ring this number now.
Oh?
Honestly, you'd have to be completely stupid to fall for a scam like that.
Who says it's a scam?
£300 a week. Working from home. Think about it, Ryan.
Possible?
Karen answered an ad in the papers just after she had Josh. They were promising £400 a week, minimum. They said to send a £20 registration fee to be deducted from her first week's earnings. And surprise, surprise, she never heard a word again.
Some businesses might be genuine. Shouldn't think the worst of everyone.
So why are all the signs here? All over a run-down sad estate like the Sutter? Because they know they can con money out of desperate people like us.
Right.
Hello. I am in bed, in case you hadn't noticed. Okay, suit yourself. Sean's worn me out anyway. Sleep tight. Hello?
That is Emma. She's put on her blusher again and she's borrowed my black skirt.
The shiny one?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Do you want us to find out where she goes?
No. I don't know. Yeah, I suppose so.
What if she sees me?
Well, sounds like she's got more on her mind than us two nattering on the bench.
But she knows what I look like. Although I haven't seen her since Shauna was born.
Will you point her out when she leaves the flat and I'll follow her?
Easy peasy. I know. I'm just worried for Emma. I want it to be okay. She sounded ever so... Oh, there she is. That's Emma's mum.
With a red jacket? Blimey, she's really quite nippy without her Zimmer frame, isn't she? What with her being such an old crumbly. Right, I'm off. It's cauliflower cheese in the freezer. See you later. Hello?
Where are ya?
The Regent Metro Hotel. Oh, it's ever so swish. If I was having a bit on the side, I wouldn't mind doing it here.
Poor Emma. She'd be gutted.
Her mum's talking to the receptionist. Maybe she's asking for the honeymoon suite.
Get a bit closer. See if you can hear what she's saying.
No, hang on. She's leaving. I hope it's somewhere with chairs. I could do with a sit-down. Listen, I'll call you later, all right? Oh, don't forget to record the Long Riders. 10:55, BBC One. I've put a blank tape in the machine, all right? See ya.
Excuse me. Excuse me, is there a seat taken?
Help yourself.
Oh. Oh, it's a brilliant atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Would you believe it's my first time? 36, I never played bingo.
Really?
My horoscope said luck be a lady tonight. I washed my hands of the lottery, so I thought, you know, maybe bingo's my game.
Could be first time lucky. Often happens.
Fingers crossed, eh? Mm. Yeah, do you mind if I watch you, see how it works? I'd hate to tempt fate by not doing it right.
That's it. Don't worry, I'll keep an eye on you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's set the ball rolling with our first game. Eyes down for a full house, and off we go. 1 and 6. 16. 2 and 3. 23. 1 and 5. 15. 4 and 7. 47. 1 and 2. 12.
What?
1 and 9. 19.
Oh, good for you! Yeah, got a winner over here, mate!
Hello?
Hello? Can I speak to Trevor, please?
Who's calling?
It's Ryan Bovey. I printed some laminated flyers for him, earn up to £300 a week.
Sorry, he's not here right now.
When are you expecting him back? I need to give him an invoice.
I don't know. Can you try again later?
Well, I could pop round if that's easier. Can I have your address?
Actually, Trevor's away on business, abroad. Spain? On business? I'm not expecting him back for a while, but I'll be sure to tell him you called. Bye.
See, Poppet? Here's where your clever daddy works. This is where it all happens.
What are you doing here?
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Shauna? And we thought he'd be pleased to see you. There you go. You play with that box for a bit, love.
I am pleased to see you. You should be in bed by now, Pumpkin, shouldn't you? Hey?
A bit. Mum's off playing private detective and I was bored. So I thought we'd come over here and keep you company.
Well, I'm busy.
Doing what?
Stuff. Nothing you'd understand.
Oh, because I'm too stupid.
Because it's computers. You've never shown an interest before.
Well, I am now. I was thinking, Rye, if I want to get back out there in the job market, once Shauna's older, maybe I should learn how to use a computer.
Why didn't you learn at school?
Because I was too busy thinking I knew everything. And now look at me.
We're doing all right.
I don't want you to take all the pressure, babe. It isn't fair.
I don't mind.
Well, I do. My mum may not have taught me how to make proper gravy, but she did teach me never to sponge off other people.
You're not.
If I had a skill, computers or whatever, we could share the load. Hey, we could even be business partners. Bovey and Webb don't log on without us. What do you reckon?
Look, don't expect too much from me, Nat. This business could fall flat tomorrow.
Oi, none of that. Think positive and you're bound to take off. We've got every faith in Daddy, haven't we, Shauna?
Luck be a lady tonight. Blimey, my horoscope must have meant you, not me.
£60, eh? First bit of good fortune I've had in ages.
Oh, treat yourself to something nice. Oh, I like your skirt, by the way. Oh, it's very smart. Do you know, I'm looking for one a bit like it.
It's my daughter's. We've got this arrangement. Anything I borrow, I get dry cleaned.
I don't miss a trick, do they? Well, for the right scruff next to you. I didn't know you had to dress up for bingo.
Oh, no, don't. I was supposed to be meeting someone, but... Well, I didn't.
Treat 'em mean, keep 'em keen. I kept getting pestered by George Clooney, so I chucked him. Well, fair enough, he chucked me. Joke. Well, not a funny one, I'll grant you.
Sorry, I ain't very good company tonight.
Well, just as well you didn't go on your date, then. Hey, hey, don't cry. Sorry, I didn't mean to upset you. But it's only me sticking my size fives in.
No, it ain't you, it's me. Such a cow.
Well, we're allowed to be at our age. It's in the job description. Listen, if you want to dump on a total stranger, be my guest. I've got shoulder pads in this jacket.
I meant to see him again. I promised I would. And when I go to the hotel, I'll lose my nerve. Ends up at the bingo.
Well, meant to meet who? Your fella?
My son.
Mum. Well, hello, love.
What time is it?
It's 12:10. You still up?
Shauna won't settle. How's tonight? Did you find out what's going on?
Yeah, I did. and you'll never guess.
So tell me. I haven't thought about anything else all night.
There is another man, but it's not another man.
Mum.
It's her son.
You're kidding.
Yeah, she gave him up for adoption when she was 15.
Wow. We didn't expect that, did we?
Neither did Jill, by the sound of it. I got chatting to her and the floodgates opened. She was desperate to get it off her chest.
Did she trace him?
Well, she wanted to, and she nearly did a couple of times, but she couldn't go through with it. No, he found her. He's in London on a fortnight's training course.
So, Em's got an older brother. An older half-brother, anyway.
They said I should have had you adopted when I fell pregnant.
Were you tempted?
No. I think I must have known Joe was going to let me down eventually. So I wanted something good to come out of our relationship. Mind you, when you cried 5 days on the trot, I wondered if I could get a refund.
And then I go and get pregnant.
Oh, I could have throttled you when you told me. But you and Ryan will be picking up your pensions together. Anyone can see that. Now, you found Mr. Wright at 16, you jammy whatnot.
Yeah.
Even if he does leave his trainers in the living room.
What do we tell Emma?
I was thinking about that all the way home. Well, it's not for us to tell her she's got a half-brother. That's down to Jill.
She's bound to ask.
Just say I followed her mum to the bingo, which I did, so you won't be lying.
So that's that.
If only.
What do you mean?
Oh, I really felt for her now. There, but for the grace of God, go I, you know, she could be me. I could be her if I...
Oh, here we go. What have you let yourself in for?
Well, she met her son once, but she can't face him again. Well, she said it was too painful. Well, unfortunately, he won't take no for an answer. That's why he keeps phoning and making Emma so suspicious. So, I said I'd talk to him. Oh, finish those cornflakes, Ryan. Look, if you want to sit around like a wet weekend, do it at your office. Where's it going, anyway?
The room's fine. Pub's a bit noisy sometimes. It's the business that's the problem.
Well, I thought you was well on the way to buy Nat a leather jacket.
Yeah, well, she might just have to do without.
Why?
I think that Trevor's a cowboy.
Oi, please don't use that word as a term of abuse. You know how I feel about cowboys.
Well, what else would you call it? I think he's got some scam going. He's scarpered without paying me.
Well, what kind of scam?
Well, I ain't sure. I talked to Neil in the pub yesterday and he said I should have made sure I got the cash up front. I'm like, oh, thanks a bunch. Why don't you warn me Trevor's dodgy?
Well, are you sure he is?
Well, no, but I think... Hey, oh. I know. Oh. Why don't you call that number on the fly and pretend to be a punter? Ask how you can earn up to £300 for a month. See what they say? Oh, will you ever please?
Well, if you like. Well, shall we do it now?
Yeah, go on.
All right, then. What's the number?
0987...
Yeah?
45329.
Oh, he's ringing. Why don't I say I'm... Oh, hello? Yeah, is this the place where I can earn money from home? Yeah? Uh-huh. Oh, envelope stuffing. That's brilliant. 300 quid a week. Yeah, what do I have to do first? 20 quid? Well, I haven't got 20 quid, have I? That's why I'm answering your ad. Right. And what exactly do I get for this registration fee? Really? Well, that's very generous of you. No, I'm not interested and I wasn't born yesterday. It sounds like a con. You can tell your mate Trevor I said so. There you go, Ryan. How was that?
And?
And so your mother asked me to explain the situation to you on her behalf.
Are you friends or something?
Sort of.
Did you know she had a long-lost son she doesn't give a stuff about?
No, I didn't. And yes, she does. Give a stuff, I mean. But it brought back too many painful memories for her. Remembering the last time she saw you. I'm sure you can understand that.
Didn't exactly thrill me. You know what I realised? She doesn't even know what my favourite colour is, which team I support, how I broke my nose.
It's hard on you both, isn't it?
My real mother, the one who brought me up, I mean. She could do me on Mastermind, even though we don't exactly get on.
She wanted me to tell you how pleased she is at the way you've turned out. University and a good job in computers, your own home and everything. She's really proud.
Really?
But she's got a husband and two children. And she needs to find a way to tell them about you in her own time. Then perhaps she can see you again.
Who says I want to?
Oh,
I need to know stuff about my medical history for a health insurance form, and she's the only one who can help. Tell her not to flatter herself. That's the only reason I got in touch.
Right.
I made something of myself despite her, so why would I want to know her now?
It's your life.
No thanks to her. Look, I'm meeting some of the guys for an Indian at 8:30, so if you'll excuse me.
You think you could tell my mother to drop me a line care of my office with details of any serious illnesses her side of the family? That's all I want from her. Nothing else. Here's my card. Bye.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you too.
Oh, Rye, it doesn't matter, honestly. I love it that you wanted to get me a new leather jacket. You're so sweet.
I was so busy trying to show you I could make a go of this business, I walked right into it. Might as well have a tattoo on my forehead saying sucker. Do you want another drink?
I'll get him in a minute. I told you, people like Trevor prey on people like us. He knows we're so desperate for a bit of extra cash that we won't see it for what it really is. It's a scam.
Well, you did.
I did this time. But I gave our stereo to that bloke who was doing door-to-door repairs, didn't I? Hmm. Remember? The one we've never seen since.
And if he got that tape deck to work, he earned it.
All I'm saying is I'm a sucker too. We all are when we want to make things better. But things are okay, aren't they?
Yeah.
We've got each other, and we've got Shauna. We didn't have her adopted like Emma's mum had to. I'm sure she had her reasons.
Next job I get, I promise you I'll buy her a leather jacket.
Okay. And the Ferrari. And those mink bedsheets you were talking about the other night.
We don't need mink bedsheets, do we?
I'll tell you what. Finish up your drink and we'll go home and give our polyester and cotton ones a bit of a run for their money.
Oi, you, what are you doing?
Sorry?
Leave that sign alone.
I'm taking it down. I'm taking them all down.
Oh, I just walked up 8 flights of stairs to get a biro. But he lifts her out again.
You can't earn £300.
Says who? Now give me that phone number.
Trust me, it's a con. You won't make money, you'll lose it.
Oh, I know your game. You want it all to yourself, don't you? But you can't have it. I've got a telly to pay for. And they stop me gyro. If there's £300 up for grabs, I'm having it.
Okay. You win.
Bloody cheek. If anyone's trying to con me, it's you, you cheeky little so-and-so.
I love it. Emma's mum borrows clothes off her, and you borrow clothes off me.
Only because I'm still size 14 since Shauna. Do me up, I'll stop breathing for 60 seconds.
There you go. Where are you going anyway?
We'll have a couple of drinks at the Admiral, and then maybe try the soundstage. I haven't gone clubbing in ages.
Me and Ryan thought we might order a pizza and watch the Long Riders. If he's going to be a proper member of this family, he needs a few more westerns under his belt.
He'll bath Shauna, he promised. It was Emma's idea of girls' night out, so she must be feeling a bit better, don't you reckon?
Oh, sounds like it.
I just have to make sure I don't let slip that she's got a half-brother with no manners who lives in Peterborough.
I know he was a pig, but I did feel sorry for him. Classic case of denial, if you ask me.
Have you been watching Oprah Winfrey again?
Well, he's hardly going to tell me, a total stranger, how hurt and abandoned he feels. So he's aggressive instead, textbook stuff.
Oh, there's Em. Can I borrow a tenner till Friday, in case I need a taxi?
Yeah, look in my purse. If you find a tenner, you can have it.
You ready? Nearly.
Oh, hello, love. Oh, you look nice.
Thanks. Just going to put my lippy on. Won't be a sec.
So, how are you?
Fine. Relieved, you know, that Mum was only going to the bingo. I can't understand why she was so weird about it. You don't think she's a secret gambler, do you?
No, she's far too sensible. I got chatting to her, didn't that say? I'll tell you something, Emma. There's a woman who's still potty about her husband. I really envied her.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Wouldn't look twice at another man.
Yeah? Oh, great. That's really great. Thank you.
And of course, she's ever so excited about the wedding. How's it all going?
Oh, yeah, brilliant. Well, now that I can concentrate on it properly. I was thinking of cream with raspberry for the bridesmaid.
What, to eat or to wear?
Okay, Emma. Let's get out there and go mental.
Mrs. Ever, would you like to come?
Emma?
Oh, I just thought. Girls' night out and everything.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. But Nat gets a bit twitchy when I do the bump.
Anyway, Mum's babysitting.
Some other time, eh? Hey, I know. Why don't you bring your mum and we'll make a night of it?
Oh, now look what you've done.
In The Searchers, episode 3 of Lucky Heather by Sue Tedden, Lindsay Coulson played Heather, Abigail Hart, Natalie, and Ben Crow, Ryan. Kelly Wright played Emma, Zaina Harding Root, Jill, Christopher Kellum, Mark, and Janice Aqua, the woman in the street. The director was David Hunter.